major banks have released their quarterly earnings. How does it look to you?
You know, it depends on the size of the bank and their focus. So we got this morning Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. They're focused a lot more on the very high net worth individual and businesses. They have done very well. Their loan charge-offs or their provisions for loan losses actually went down. And we take a look last week at J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, PNC also reported. Those tend to be focused on the more average consumer. Those loan provisions actually went up. And although the earnings picture is generally pretty good, that dichotomy is interesting and something that we should be watching in combination with what we're seeing, a little bit higher delinquency rates from charge companies as well. Mm-hmm.
So all the talk is about the Fed and rate cuts and also where the inflation numbers are going. What do you think?
it's interesting. The markets now have 150 basis points or a percent and a half figured into interest rates by Christmas of this year. So by the end of this year, the expectation is interest rates will be a full percent and a half lower. That presupposes that the economy continues to do okay and inflation comes down to that 2% level. But when we look at the inflation numbers from last week, food is still running at about 2.5%. Core inflation is running closer to 3%. Median is around 4%. So even though those numbers have come down over the last year or so, they're still well above where the Fed would like them to be. Whether the Fed decides to continue to keep rates here is the debate. There's now rumors running around that the Fed is considering cutting rates. It may not be at the March meeting, but it may be after that. And that has an implication for inflation. It may keep inflation higher than we would all like, well above that 2% level, but they may be doing it in an effort to keep the economy going.
What about real estate prices? That's a big part of the inflation report, isn't it?
It is. It's about 40% of the CPI, and it's a strange calculation that they use. It's something called owner equivalent rent. And what that means is if I own my house, if I were to rent it out, what could I rent it for? And that imputed rent changes every month as real estate prices go up. And it's kind of odd because, well, I own my home. That doesn't change my inflation in my house. Doesn't change because I own it. But that's how that gets calculated. If you were to back that out, the inflation numbers would be probably in the 2.5% range. So it would certainly be a lot better than what the headline number is. And a lot of that is attributed to the real estate calculation.
Reading your newsletter, it has kind of an optimistic tone. You talk about many investors assuming the market is past the worst and the S&P 500 is now within a whisker of all-time highs. Should we start singing Happy Days Are Here Again?
Once the weather warms up, maybe.
okay.
But here's the twist on that. So the market is now where it was in January of 22. So we've gone 2 years of essentially zero. We went down dramatically in 22. We went up in 23. So we're essentially back to where we were 2 years ago, which means if you were a fixed income investor, you could have bought a 2-year bond and done reasonably well, made some money on it, and not have to suffer through all of the changes in the S&P 500. The valuation of the market is still somewhat high, and that's the other part of the inflation and economic picture. If the economy can continue to bounce along at 2%, and inflation does come down, then it would argue that the S&P can go higher. But if any one of those two do not come to fruition, i.e. the economy falls apart and goes into a recession, or inflation stays on the high side and the Fed has to keep rates higher for longer, that calls into question the valuation of the market today, and we could see stocks fall from here.
I knew if I talked to you long enough, you'd give us something to worry about. It's Paul Nolte, Murphy, and Sylvester. Thank you, Paul. We'll talk next
Tuesday. That's why we have all the gray hair.
You got it. Have a good day.